Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and on Monday, April 7th, Aaron, along with an incredible cast of Broadway stars, participated in Miscast 25. And this is always such an anticipated performance every year, and every year somehow seems to consistently just get better. And Aaron, of course, is no stranger to Miscast and has participated in performances stretching back to 2009. He and Norbert Leo Butz performed What Is This Feeling from Wicked, and they included the epic White Pants Off, both of them slipping into their Fiera white pants prior to the performance, and that took everything to a whole other level. A few years after this performance, Aaron was asked in a Q&A before one of his Wolf Trap concerts whether or not he still had his Fiera white pants, and he said no, he personally didn't, but he knows that they're still out there because he had to go and ask for his and Norbert's pants back in order to do that 2009 Miscast performance. Aaron and Norbert, they did not hold back during their performance, and I mean, I'm sure no one saw Aaron doing lunges in the white pants coming, but he did, and we thank him for it. And Aaron returned in 2010 and performed Fly Fly Away from Catch Me If You Can. And there's not many videos that exist of these early Miscast performances, but thankfully there are some, and it doesn't even matter that the quality isn't the best. Aaron's voice and having recordings of that is enough. In 2010, Aaron also performed Buenos Aires from the musical Evita, and both of these performances, they were relatively simple, meaning that it was just Aaron, the microphone, and the band or piano behind him. And as we know, his performances go on to be a bit more involved as the years progress. And Aaron wasn't back in Miscast until 2016, but like, think about what he was doing during that time away. The Les Mis movie, Three Seasons of Graceland, just to name a few projects. But he returned to Miscast full force in 2016, paired along with Gavin Creel, and the two of them gave one of the most iconic performances of Take Me or Leave Me to ever exist. and it has become one of those videos that I simply cannot help but stop and watch it in its entirety anytime I see it posted. And Aaron and Gavin, they seem to have loved being a part of it together as well.
And so to get to do it with Gavin, that was a really, really special thing. He's going to hate me for saying this, but when I was in college, Gavin was somebody that I really, really looked up to and listened to and, you know, couldn't believe the vocal quality that he possessed.
When Bernie suggested this number, I was like, oh, that's very exciting, but make sure Aaron sings the top part because I won't have to sing that high.
Getting to work with him and meet him, you realize that, you know, he's a better guy than even his talent shows.
I still to this day have this, like, regret that I didn't kiss him. Our faces were this close to each other, and I pulled my mic down because we would just sing into his microphone, and we just held, and I was like, nah, I can't do it.
Take me, baby, oh, la 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 la, leave me, take me, baby. I'm leaving. I'm gone.
I know Gavin said that he has a regret of not kissing Aaron in that moment at the end of the performance. However, they both handled that ending so well, like being close enough to sing into one microphone and Gavin seamlessly lowering his microphone and pulling Aaron closer. The butt pat at the end, and then Aaron's face of what the heck, and Gavin's contagious smile of looking out into the audience, so proud of himself, like, perfect. And fast forward to 2021, and Aaron and Gavin, they're reunited again for a virtual miscast due to the pandemic, and they performed In His Eyes from Jekyll and Hyde. And this was a unique situation because of the pandemic. Everyone was kept separate, but Aaron and Gavin were able to record in the same space, and it was still being kept secret, but at the time, during Miscast 21, Aaron and Gavin were quarantining together to film American Horror Stories. And in an interview with Vulture, Gavin shared, like, just like in Take Me or Leave Me, they determined who would sing which part of the duet based on who would have to sing higher. He said, again, that Aaron could have the high parts. And the way that this duet was recorded, it was against two different colored backgrounds to give the illusion that they were in separate spaces, but they were not at all. In Vulture, Gavin shared that they recorded in a cramped office space and they would just flip the background back and forth as it was each of their turns. And Gavin shared that while he was recording his part, he would look over and he'd see Aaron just laughing in the corner because the whole situation was just ridiculous. But as we know, there was a big reveal at the end of their recording where Gavin bursts into Aaron's scene against his background as he's recording and they finish the song together. And again, the tension was high and they set the audience up thinking that this was it. They were going to kiss, but at the last minute, they turn and they connect with the camera and they smile and then fall back into each other laughing. And little did we know that we would just have to wait a couple more weeks to get the actual kiss to happen in American Horror Stories. When Miscast 2022 rolled around, Aaron was close to wrapping up his run in Moulin Rouge with Ricky and Tam and Natalie, and he had about a month left. And this time he performed Mein Herr from Cabaret. And MCC Theater, they recorded a behind-the-scenes interview with Aaron, and he revealed that Mein Herr was actually supposed to be his number for the 2020 miscast. But as we know, that miscast was unable to happen.
Hey, this is Aaron Tveit, and I'm pretty sure this is my fifth miscast. So my song this year, I actually was slated to do pre-pandemic. I'd started working on it for about a month before the pandemic and the shutdown, because I was all set to do the number for the 2020 miscast. So here we are, it's 2022, and better late than never. Off-Broadway theater and not-for-profit theater and places that really cultivate new work, it's a breeding ground for so much talent in our industry. You know, I think the Broadway and big commercial productions get a lot of the shine and more people might know them outside of New York City, but you know, you can't always be in a Broadway show and you can't always start things on a Broadway stage in terms of work. So I think the off-Broadway and not-for-profit theaters is a real crucial place for artists to go and learn their craft on offstage and onstage. So I think it's a kind of the lifeblood for our onstage industry.
I don't know if anyone really anticipated that Aaron's Mein Herr performance would be a full-blown number with ensemble and props, but I think I can speak for everyone when I say thank goodness it was. Like, I remember watching this broadcast like in May after Aaron had left Moulin Rouge and we were still in the mourning process of missing him on stage, and he comes out as Sally Bowles with his garters and his hat on, like it was unreal. And you add in Aaron's walk off stage while running his hand through his hair and smiling out into the audience, this performance has gone down in history. And it was shared on Twitter after this performance that Aaron's walk off stage, it was all planned to give a little something extra to the audience. And Aaron, I mean, he exuded that Tveit confidence in that walk off stage, which we of course love to see. And now, this past Monday, April 7th, a stellar cast came together to celebrate Miscast's 25th anniversary. And this year, though, the world was missing the light that was Gavin Creel. But his presence, it could be felt in the Hammerstein Ballroom and throughout each of the performances. And Aaron, he was the one who delivered the words of tribute to Gavin prior to going into his performance of I Know Him So Well from the musical Chess. And apparently, this duet was supposed to be Aaron and Gavin. They were supposed to sing it together, making it their third Miscast performance. But Gavin was there. He was with Aaron and every performer that night.
Tonight wouldn't seem fitting without taking a moment to honor our dear friend, Gavin Creel. Our theater community and the world as a whole lost Gavin last year. And besides being a truly once-in-a-generational talent, the only thing I think that exceeded that with Gavin was the person he was and the heart that he had and how he stood up for everyone around him and treated everyone around him like they were the only person in the world. Gavin is a dear friend of MCC. His show that he wrote and starred in, Walk On Through, premiered at the MCC Theater last year. Gavin was also a 5-time Miscast participant. Yes. And I have been very fortunate that 2 of those 5 times I got to share with Gavin. And I think he is the spirit of this night, reminding us that we're so lucky that we get to do this and how fun this is, and that we all started in the theater to find a place where we belong and to share joy. And I am truly honored to stand up and sing tonight for Gavin. This song, we almost sang our 2nd time, and we were gonna sing it for our 3rd Miscast performance. But in the end, it seems a little more than me, more securely. I know him so well. Though your life is with you constantly, no, he's completely on your side. And though I move my world to be with him, still between us is too wide. Looking back, I could have made it differently. Burned my man before I fell. But I was ever so much younger then. Now, I know.
After Aaron finished singing, he turned and there was a video tribute screen for Gavin. And a friend who was there said that, like, the lights went dark for that. And when they came back up, she said Aaron was already back in his seat. He didn't take a bow or anything after his performance. It was very much Gavin's moment and a chance to pay tribute to him. And it honestly still doesn't feel real that Gavin is gone. He was so beloved and such an integral part of the theater community and beyond. His light, it will never go out. It will live on in performances and theaters and everyone whose lives he touched and still will continue to tell his stories. Miscast, like I said earlier, has become a favorite Broadway night each and every year, and hopefully there will be more performances from Aaron in years to come. But now, tonight, Thursday, April 10th, Aaron will be joining his music director, Brian Perry, at Carnegie Hall for Brian's performance of his album, Few Words. And it's going to be a special evening to have Aaron and Brian back together, and Brian has arranged a new piece for Aaron to specifically perform. I mean, two performances from Aaron in the same week, Aaron April is starting off real strong. Thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. If you're not doing so already, please follow along on Instagram at tivating_patiently and over on TikTok at tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 119. I will love you until